And welcome into the Tuesday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you. Hope everybody's off to a wonderful start this morning. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. Looking forward to a big week. Of course, it's Tuesday, but it feels like the beginning of the week to me right now.
It does.
Maybe because it's the first time I've come in here in a while.
Maybe so. I don't know. I mean, you were dodging a storm the other night, so.
That's true.
Didn't have to do that last night.
That's apparently good. It did touch down. A few did touch down.
Yeah.
But the one that was right by us apparently was not a tornado. So.
Really?
Yeah, I mean it flattened out enough, but you know the TV didn't tell you that. TV said, "Look, see the rotation? It's at your street.
It's in Rex Road front yard."
Yeah, you know the trampoline in the backyard that you never got rid of. Yeah, it's about to go flying into your house. Congrats,
Keyser. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, brother?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I did not have any tornado threat, but Joe, we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, we are.
I'll be leaving soon. By the way. That's
true.
San Antonio, the high on Thursday when we get there, 93.
Yes.
Next day, 92.
That's what I'm talking about.
How about that?
That's awesome.
That is.
I think there's some people listening that think that sounds horrible, but I think that sounds great.
No, you and I are of the same mind. Can't really get too hot.
How about that? I mean, Rexo getting right into summer. I like it.
Those old bones, man. They need heat.
You got a pool at the hotel you're going to?
I think there is a pool.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get the chance to go in there.
By golly, does it have a gym or he won't leave?
It's got a gym. I got to have the gym, man.
Yeah. Big working exercise hard. Guy now.
Yeah, big gym guy. That's actually my rant today. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
It's amazing you brought it up.
Looking forward to that. A little bit later in the program. We have Charles Robinson on with us today on the program. Normally every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, an audible this week. He will be with us today. At 8 o'clock. So we will get into the Titans and all things NFL with the best NFL insider there is. Charles Robinson coming up at 8 o'clock. So looking forward to that. We got a lot to get into today on the program. We'll take your thoughts throughout the program. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Jared on the YouTube chat says, 93 in April. Shoot me. That's from Jared on the YouTube chat.
Oh, come on, man.
Bring it on.
I mean, it is deep in the heart of Texas.
It is.
Know?
Very deep.
Got to keep that in mind. Yeah. I'm excited about it. But I will say, too, since we're talking about the weather there, you know how I just obsess about daily weather. There's storms that come through, and the high on Sunday is 68.
That's
so
quite
it's
a bit
93,
of
93, then you go 83, then you go 68. So, yeah. So, I got to soak it up early.
That's quite a bit of difference. Although 68, not bad. I've seen.
It's okay.
Do you remember when the Titans opened the season in Denver? I think it was 2020. And I think I remember this because we talked about it at the time. There was snow on the ground like all week long in Denver that week. Like it was snowing. And then like the day before the Titans got there, it was like 90.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Really? That's quite the turn there. In
yeah.
Denver.
Yeah. That's especially at that elevation, can be so all over the place.
Yeah. Pretty wild. So, a lot of Titans fans, Joe, are reacting to Brian Callahan, his comments yesterday down at the owners' meetings. And we've talked about what Kuharsky and others have thrown out there from Chad Brinker and from Mike Borgonzi as well. And the Titans have not come out and said, yep, Cam Ward is our guy. And they're talking about make a decision. You know, Brian Callahan said yesterday that thinks they might come to their decision on what they're going to do at number one here in a couple weeks. And I think some of the feedback from Titans fans that I've seen is, okay, well, if you are coming to your decision in a couple weeks and you've already had all your quote-unquote touch points with Cam Ward here, shouldn't you kind of know at this point if you're drafting Cam Ward or if you're not drafting Cam Ward? Like, what do you need two more weeks to figure it out for? Like, you've had him at the combine. You had him in for a 30 visit. You've had a private workout with him. You've gone to his pro day. Like, you've done a lot of things with Cam Ward to this point. So I've seen some Titans fans say, Joe, that – the fact that they're not out there saying, yep, Cam Ward is our guy, means that they're not taking Cam Ward, and they're trying like mad to get this trade to come across the finish line by the time the draft comes around. So some Titans fans freaking out. What do you make of what we've seen from Brian Callahan, Mike Borgonzi, Chad Brinker, the approach here of not coming out and saying, yep, Cam Ward is our guy, and what that could mean as it relates to what they do with the number one overall pick.
Yeah, it's a really interesting conversation because I kind of get it because, yeah, but so I think even when teams kind of like say like they're not moving off a pick or whatever, I guess there have definitely been times when like the number one pick is number one pick and you might even say, yes, this is our guy. But I feel like teams still for the most part try not to say who they're taking. Am I wrong about that?
I don't think you're wrong about that. Like, I don't even think, like, I'd have to go back and look at every piece of coverage on this. But, like, even when Cincinnati was drafting Joe Burrow, right? Like, I think we all knew they were drafting Joe Burrow. But did they ever come out before the draft and just outright be like, yeah, that's what we're doing?
Right, we're taking Joe Burrow. There used to be, there have been, you know, in the past, times when a team had the number one pick, they're taking the top quarterback, and they would sign him to a deal. Like, you would have the deal signed, you know, before the draft. So, obviously, that's different than this. I mean, look, I understand why that it starts to get a little weird and frustrating. And it is, like, listening to them talk yesterday about, you know, the discipline and discipline and all this stuff, and it's like, yeah. But like you said, what's disciplined relative to what information? Now, there is Shedeur Sanders this week. He's doing stuff. So there is that information. I know we'll get to that later. But it just, to me, I guess you can interpret it different ways. It could be, yeah, of course they know, and they just don't want to say it. And you're just keeping it open over here again. Keep the door cracked to someone kicks through the door and says, "Okay, man, we're giving you the world. We need this guy." And then we know that the Titans don't love him so much that like there's. If that was the case, it would be, I think the whole process here would have been different. I think they've come to this point, right?
So if they, I think that's fair.
So if they've come to this point, to me, they could potentially be moved off it if there's something compelling enough. Why publicly shout that down? Why publicly, you could say whatever and a team could still call you, but, you know, like you want to, I think you want teams to think you're open for business. I think that's why we saw the NFL newsbreakers put that out. I don't like how are those guys going to put that out without the blessing of the Titans? That would be ridiculous. That would be ridiculous. You're saying that because some agent told you that? The Titans would be like, who the hell told you that?
Right.
So that doesn't make sense. So the Titans want it to be known that they're open for business. I mean, that's how I look at it. So I don't necessarily, I still think there's a way higher than not chance that they're taking him at one, but they're leaving the door open. I mean, that's all, the only thing I can really come to here.
Well, I guess my question would be, like, what's the harm done in approaching it the way that they're approaching it? I don't know if there really is harm.
Just annoys
done, right?
Fans.
It annoys fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess in some ways, would it be nice if they just said, yeah, we're going Cam Ward at number one? Kind of. I mean, I kind of like the suspense heading into the draft. So we'll see what that ends up looking like. You know, Callahan also said yesterday, and we played the audio from TD, just because they've not come out and said, yep, Cam Ward's our guy, doesn't mean that they don't think he's their guy. I mean, I'm with you. Like, I still think the chances are pretty high that by the time April 24th comes around and Roger Goodell waltzes out on that stage out there, that Cam Ward is going to be the first name that he calls to the Tennessee Titans. So, you know, I don't think that this is like some confirmation that they're just out on Cam Ward. Now, there's some interesting theories that have been thrown out there. We're going to get to some of them a little bit later in the hour as to what this could mean. But I just don't know that there's really any harm in not coming out and saying it. And again, I say this, and I'm like halfway joking but halfway serious. It is a TV show, and the NFL really doesn't want you coming out there talking about your picks. Not that that never happens, because we know that it does. But I think in a perfect world, the NFL would like the Titans to just play ball a little bit here and just go make your pick when you make your pick and not come out there and be like, hey, yeah, it's what we're doing at number one overall.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the Titans are doing – like, I don't think – I think the Titans are doing this of their own volition. But yeah, the NFL's in favor of it for sure. Chris asks if Travis Hunter's coming for a visit. Is anyone? Yeah, Hunter, those guys have all come in for visits. Hunter, Carter, Sanders, and Ward have all been in for visits. And then there's – and you get 30, right, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have been in for visits.
Oh, they've had some running backs in for visits too, which we talked about. So
who have they had? Dave?
The kid from, was it Iowa State? I can't remember.
But can't not Scataboo?
I don't think they've had Scataboo.
Scataboo is going to be so awesome. Whoever gets
if they've had Scataboo, I've not heard about it.
Someone complained about Scataboo running like 4.6. Dude, you know, Jerome Bettis couldn't outrun any linebacker in the history of the NFL. Who gives a crap? Yeah. Do you remember how great he was? Scataboo is going to be amazing, man.
Hey, you might be able to get him in the third round if you trade back.
I'd be pick all up another for pick. It. I'd be all for it.
I would too.
He is going to be so fun in this league.
Yes. Look, PK seemed annoyed at the idea last week that they would even consider taking a running back, and I largely probably agree. Like, they've got way more needs than running back right now. I think we'd all agree. But, I mean, if they took one of those guys, would that not signal to you that they're like, okay, Tajay Spears, we'll see you later?
Just real quick, turn around and look at Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I know. He looks like he just ran about a half marathon.
You seen the movie Airplane with the pilot? Yeah. Just pouring sweat. Holy crap.
It's what happens when you know that Aaron Rodgers is about to be your quarterback. Oh, God. It's going to be a long year.
Meanwhile, he's making fun of my old coworker, Mark Caboli's.
Dude, did you see?
Body. Caboli's up there. Just passed out.
Passed out of sleep.
I don't think he was. You know, Big Joe did this crap to me one time. I watched the video, and I actually don't think he was sleeping, but that picture, he had his hand in his face.
Yeah.
Or his face in his hand, and he was like bored, but he was still, his eyes were open. But the camera took a picture of him with his eyes closed. Big Joe took a picture of me at a Titans press conference one time when I seriously just blinked. I had my computer and I blinked. And he took a picture of me and tweeted it and said, oh, Rex shows a pass out of the press. I mean, I was just sitting there with my computer and I blinked. I seriously, like, I am farted him so much after that. I mother farted him.
Was Vrabel there? Did he ask you what you were doing with your hands after you were asleep? Or?
I don't know if that was – God, that probably was Vrabel. Was that possibly Malarkey era? It was probably early Vrabel era. Seriously, you're supposed to be working, Big Joe. You're there with a camera in the back row, and what you're doing is you're taking pictures of people sitting in the thing, blinking, and tweeting them out instead of working at a press conference.
I'm here for it.
I don't know why this triggered me so much.
615-737-1025, our phone number. So what do you make of the Titans not just saying that Cam Ward – is their guy? We'll take your thoughts on that. Also, how could another quarterback factor into all this? We'll get into that later this hour as well. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 1025, 1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. What do you make of the Titans not just saying, hey, Cam Ward's our guy? I'm cool with it. I don't think it necessarily means anything. Some Titans fans, not cool with it. Skyler on the text line says, Titans fans aren't concerned. We already know the Titans are stupid and will make the wrong decision. It's from Skyler on the text line, who seems a little down.
There you go. That's a good reason to not be freaked out, at least.
It is. We know that it will end in disaster,
yes.
So we are not concerned about it. One texter says, 2 years ago, they told everybody they wanted C.J. Stroud, and that didn't turn out too well. I think the pick is Cam Ward, but Joe's right. Leave the door open. The Saints may go crazy, throw a deal at them they can't refuse. If they say they want Cam Ward, I don't think they can get that deal. I think it's funny. We all feel entitled. We should know exactly what they're going to do. This is from an unnamed texter on the text line.
Yeah, and again, they didn't explicitly come out and say they wanted C.J. Stroud, but – Dana Rossini was in the building. There was some reports about, you know, like Titans ready to make a big move. I'm trying to remember, like, did it get actually reported that the C.J. Stroud, I forget how it all, I remember it was a big thing. It was like, man, did the Titans, like, make it obvious to the Texans, and the Texans reacted to that. There was never, like, a definitive, you know.
Did Rossini say something to the effect of, like, the Titans are targeting C.J. Stroud or something
possibly
like that? Yeah,
I know. I remember I wrote about it. So, you know, again, that was Ran. That was the Ran Vrabel draft. Well, that was the Ran Vrabel Skoronski draft.
Yeah,
but there was something. I mean, there is something. I'll go back and look at it actually. Yes. So, but it wasn't like they were like, everyone, here's a press conference. Hey guys, we want C.J. Stroud. Just want you to know. And of course, that was also the draft where, you know, the heavy, heavy smoke was the Colts and Levis.
Yeah.
And then it turns out to be the Colts and Richardson. It turns out to be nobody in the first round in Levis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which we did not see coming. I mean, we were talking either the day before the draft. I think it was the day before the draft when the Reddit page happened where it was like, yeah, Will Levis is going number one.
Number one.
And like
overall.
It actually affected the odds.
Yeah. Yeah, just total BS.
It's like, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, interesting thing too, you know, the NFL really does, like, they try to, I mean, you talk about a TV show, some of the most memorable moments of this TV show over the years is the QB who drops Aaron Rodgers being one of them. Others have obviously done that. Levis was that.
Brady Quinn. Yep.
Yep. Brady Quinn. Absolutely. The NFL tries to get a gauge before, like, so that they don't have anybody in the green room who's not going in the first round. And yet that still happened. So misinformation, still a big part of this. So who knows? Someone out there could be just completely BSing right now,
including
your Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, at least this year, if you're maybe hanging out in the room a little bit longer than you anticipated, you got the nice city of Green Bay just to walk around.
That is true.
Just go check it out.
There are many places that have amazing cheese curds.
They do.
Within walking distance.
There's some Porta Johns all along the street, too, if you need to go relieve yourself. Liam McLeod on the text line says, the whole thing would be easier if we knew Cam Ward was going to be any good. But, hey, if he stinks, it isn't unprecedented for a team to give up and draft another quarterback number one the following year. I guess that is true. You could draft. Now, has somebody done that with a number one pick? We know old Josh Rosen got selected, but he was like 8 or whatever he was, 9.
Back-to-back number one overall?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm quite sure that
that'd be a tough one.
I'm quite sure that hasn't happened. But, yeah, back-to-back QBs, yes. By the way, shout-out to Liam McLeod, who also said that if it gets too hot in San Antonio, I can cool off in the basement of the Alamo. For those of you who've seen the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Great flick.
If
you haven't, it's a great flick.
It is. Ed says, why 2 weeks? Are they waiting on something to occur, like under some gag order by the NFL? I mean, I don't think – look, they may know in 2 weeks.
Well,
I don't know that they're going to come out and announce it in 2 weeks either.
I guess I took that as by the start of the week in which the draft will take place, they'll know. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is. That's how I took it. Like, basically, draft week is that Monday, right? So that would be is that right? That it would be Monday the 14th? Or I guess not, actually. I guess that's still the week before
the
draft.
Yeah, still week four.
So I don't know, man.
That's
their self-imposed timeline to be like, this is here now. We have the draft board. It's done.
Here's if I'm a Titans fan that wants them to take Cam Ward, here would be what I hope that they're basically doing. Like, my hope is that they actually do know and they're just not going to come out and say it at the moment for the reasons you laid out earlier of it. Just, it doesn't really do them any good to just come out and say yep, that's our guy. But like, I do understand a Titans fan that says, all right, well, you've met with this guy 4 times already. You've been around him. You've gone through the film. You've had him in your building. You've gone to his pro day. You've gone to a private workout. Like, you should probably know if that's a guy that you want to draft or if you don't. So, if I'm a Titans fan and you're hoping that they draft Cam Ward, then I think you should be rooting for – they do know. They just don't want to come out and say it right now, which very well could be the case, by the way. Like, there's no real benefit to them just coming out yesterday at the owners' meeting and be like, yeah, he's our guy. That's who we're going with.
Yeah. But, again, I would be rooting for just – I mean, okay, this is me. I wouldn't want the Titans to draft Cam Ward because I don't think it's going to go well.
Right. I'm just saying if you are a Titans fan that want Ward.
Yeah. But – I would still, even if that's the case, I would still want my team to be like open-minded enough that if someone comes with something stupid at the end, you know, close to the draft, like the Saints are like, no, we got to have him, man. He is going to be our guy. We've talked to, you know, these teams, what do? They sit around all day and talk about this stuff. Yes, they have the same information, but it's still human beings sitting there arguing, and you can talk yourself into a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Like trading A.J. Brown.
Exactly. So I would still want my team to have the open-mindedness to be like, oh, okay, what is that offer again? Okay, guys, let's talk about this. Yes, we were resolved to take Cam Ward, but think about this. This is like game-changing draft capital for us, and we can improve our football team so much, and it's not – I mean, come on, does anybody seriously think – look, Cam Ward could be great, but does anybody seriously think, including the Titans organization, that if you pass on him, you've passed, like, you have just given up on the absolute, you know, key to all glory in the NFL and in the next decade. I mean, it's
I think some people are talking themselves into that. Yes, yeah, but that's hard for me to get there.
I understand there's some Titans fans who now have, like, they've got they've fixated on him. They got their minds made up. This guy can be great. You can watch the film. You can absolutely talk yourself into that. But again, he's not. I'm sorry, but he's not that prospect. He may turn out to be that quarterback, but he's not that prospect. He's not this clean, clear, top of the draft prospect that some quarterbacks are in some years.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Stilly threw out an interesting theory yesterday as it relates to the quarterback and what the Titans could potentially do at number one. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Make sure you tune in later today to 94.9 The Fan for Vanderbilt baseball as the Commodores host Western Kentucky. Pregame beginning at 5:45, first pitch at 6 o'clock. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Talking quarterbacks leading up to the draft. So Stilly threw out an interesting theory yesterday, Joe.
So hold on. Before you tell me this, okay. Two things. First of all, you brought him up. I didn't. So text line clowns who want to rip me for bringing up Stilly, I didn't do it.
This was mine.
Second, before you bring it up, I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's fine.
If this is about the draft, I've heard him scream at callers. Scream at callers who suggested there's any other outcome but Cam Ward.
Well, this is about the draft, and it's another outcome than Cam Ward. So he's changing his tune a little
bit. Okay, well, I look forward to hearing this. Also, I look forward to him apologizing to these people he screamed at weeks ago for suggesting anything different could possibly happen. Go ahead.
A 9-minute run.
Thank you.
Hey, that was a little bit more accurate than what happened the other day.
Yeah, his Vols commentary yesterday was predictably stupid.
It's out.
It's all it can be. We can't. He doesn't know any players on the team, so you can't talk about stuff like that.
It's out.
All right, go ahead.
So, Stilly believes that the Titans, quote, want to have their cake and eat it too. And what he means by that in the draft is they still want to have this trade back opportunity, and they're going to end up drafting Shedeur Sanders. That this has been the long game all along. They met with Shedeur earlier in the draft process at the Shrine Bowl. They still got the pro day coming up, which half of them are not going to, and then the private workout, which apparently they are going to, with Shedeur Sanders coming up at Colorado. And that they're going to try to trade back with the New York Giants. Giants move up to number one. They take Cam Ward. The Titans collect some assets there, some futures from the Giants, and still end up getting their quarterback at number three with Shedeur Sanders. Now, of course, the problem with that could be what happens if they trade with the Giants and they take Cam Ward and Cleveland goes Shedeur Sanders at two. Then you're up a creek at that point. But that is the theory that Stilly has thrown out there. Joe, your thoughts.
Okay. I like it. I love it. I like it. I love it. Want some more of it, Jared. Yeah, I hope this is true. I mean, it's just – so does he – okay, do we have any sound of this? Does he actually think this is true or he's just
he
like –
He said
– Like this is – he's just like
– And I quote, he said, this is not what I would do because he didn't think Sanders is very good. But he thinks reading the tea leaves that this is what they're going to do. He's trying to determine what they're going to do.
I mean, the inspector is absolutely working overtime. Get that big, you know, magnifying glass out.
Get the flashlight on his head with the helmet.
It's creative. It's an interesting thought. Hey, look, I'm a Shedeur Sanders guy.
So, you are.
So I approve of this this theory. I just So this kind of gets into also the fact that the Titans are sending a half contingent to Sanders.
Yes.
Which you could look at as just more playing the game, right? You could look at it that way. You could look at it like they're not taking it nearly as seriously and they're basically just showing up to as a formality because they know they're not going to take him because they know they're taking Cam Ward. Or You could take it like, yeah, let's hold a few people back and make it look like we're not all that serious about Shador.
Well, I think that that's his point of like the trying to read through the smokescreen. And the example he brought up was, of course, what you talked about earlier, and that is Will Levis, right? Like it was thrown out there. It was made, I don't know if abundantly clear is the right word, but there was some smoke out there that Indianapolis was interested in Will Levis, right?
Did they do things? Did the Colts do things?
I don't know. But it was coming from somewhere.
Sent, like, Ursay shows up.
Yeah.
His whole entourage at his pro day. I don't remember.
Just hanging out in Lexington. Where's Will? Going door to door. Have you seen Will Levis? Trying to find him. Yeah. Bringing him back to my bus with my Jimi Hendrix guitar.
That's right. Will, here's a pick that Jeff Beck once had. That's because all I remember of the Colts and Levis is, yeah, that was sort of the word, right? Yeah. That was something that some people who covered the league said. I don't remember. Indy, Ben, if you're listening, Colts fans, if you're listening, did the Colts actually do anything that demonstrated some extra attention on him / not as much on Richardson?
Yeah, and look. I think beyond the specific Colts example, the larger point remains of, like, we do see teams at times kind of play that game where they either act like they're interested in somebody that they're not really interested in, or they act like they're really not interested in somebody that ultimately they're planning on taking. So that could be part of the game here. Look, it's not an insane theory that he's thrown out there. I don't know that I necessarily buy that that's the way the Titans are leaning here. And, again, I think if that's your plan, you better be pretty darn sure what Cleveland's doing at number two, right? Like, if you're trying to trade back with the Giants at three, like, what's Cleveland doing at number two? Because if your plan is to end up with Shador Sanders and you end up with none of them, like, are you okay with Jackson Dart? What are you doing at quarterback?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, so if that were the case, again, just speaking for me here, but – okay, then I do what I would have done at one anyway, which is go get Travis Hunter and run up to the podium and say, thank you very much. I just got a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. And, yeah, you're going to stink this year. Yeah. You'll stink this year. But also, you just got extra draft capital, and you got the best player in the draft.
Right. I agree with you there. And I honestly would probably rather see that. I don't love the idea of messing around at quarterback. Like, to me, if you – I've talked about it the whole time. If you love one of these quarterbacks, that's fine. Then just take them. Like, the idea of, like, well, we can trade back and get the quarterback. Well, what happens if you don't, if that goes that way? Like, to me, if you are really – I go back to that word that Willie and DVD hate when I use it, but convicted. Like, if you're really convicted on your quarterback choice, then I don't know how much messing around I'm doing trying to pick up extra picks. Like, it would be great if you could pull it off. There's no guarantee you could pull that off.
So, if this is truly what their whole plan is, make it look like they just love Cam Ward, make it look like, yeah, we'll show up with a few people at Shador's pro day, and they want Shador, does that mean then that if no one comes with anything, they're just going to take Shador number one?
That would be my question. Like, are you prepared to do that if you're the Titans? And Stilley also threw it out there. He's like, you know, I think they actually do like Cam Ward better than Shador Sanders, but not that much better where they wouldn't be okay trading back and picking up extra picks. He said the Titans might have him rated pretty close to the same. They wouldn't care about the drop off if they pick up extra picks.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
That is some brain pretzeling right there. Okay. Well, again, you brought him up.
I did.
Okay. Hey, for
the first time.
I love you. Sometimes the I love the
98%.
Yeah, that's right. I love the intrigue. I love the idea of something creative like this. I have my doubts that it's actually what's going on in that building, but hey, we don't know. So this is the time when we can speculate and for some people just make up fantasy scenarios. If he is your guy and you could get him and you could get picks, that's pretty great.
That seems like a dream scenario. Again, there's risk that comes along with that. Do you make anything at all of apparently Brinker and Callahan not going to the pro day in Colorado, but they are going to be at the private workout later?
It's just a little bit strange, you know? Is Amy all of a sudden cutting back on the expense account? Like, what else do you have going on? You guys have weeks here. I understand you're putting together your whole draft board and everything, but, like, you all went down to Miami. So it's just a little weird. And honestly, the weirdness of it with what we've just talked about, I mean, it is a little bit of like, huh. Like, are you truly just telegraphing the truth, which is you don't give a crap about Shedeur Sanders and you wouldn't take him?
I mean, I guess the counter could be they're all going to be at the private workout anyway, so yeah, what difference
does it make?
Just like
they were with Cam
Ward. But you were both with Ward, right?
Exactly. So why was it so important for all of them to go to the Ward thing?
I don't know.
I mean, it probably means
Stilly's got something cooking here.
It probably means that they're going to take Cam Ward number one, and they're like, why send everybody when we're just doing this to just basically to do our due diligence?
The touch point.
It's probably what it is. Yeah. Touch point. There you go. But I love the idea that it could somehow be, you know, oh, people are on the league, so the Titans, they don't care about Shedeur. Okay. So we don't need to try to worry about, you know, moving up to two after they move to three because they don't care about Shedeur. And then, boom, they take Shedeur.
So what do you make of that idea that was thrown out there by Stilly? Could the Titans be playing the long game here and actually be interested in Shedeur Sanders and picking up more draft capital? Or is this just as simple as Cam Ward's going number one and people are making way too much of this? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 1025, 1063, The Game.
They keep telling everyone, if we use the pick, we're going to take Cam Ward. And I actually think that's true. Because my guess is their evaluation of Cam Ward is a little bit better than their evaluation of Shedeur Sanders. But I don't think that it's that good of an evaluation that would make them say, no, 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 we're taking him, period. Like, that's our quarterback, moving on. And I don't think their evaluation has that big of a difference between the two that it wouldn't be all the extra picks that they would get by moving back, potentially with the Giants at three. Because if you don't make the move with the Giants, then you're definitely not going to get Sanders. If you make a move to nine, you're not getting Sanders. Even though I don't like Sanders, and I wouldn't take Sanders that high, if you move to nine, you're not getting Sanders.
That's Stilly yesterday on the program, making his thoughts on the quarterback predicament for the Tennessee Titans.
Also, I thought he had Shedeur Sanders as like a third rounder. There's so many things keep changing.
Well, he still doesn't like him. He's just saying he thinks he's going to go
We had an argument at Kobe about how he's not a first round pick and he's going to plummet and okay. Now there's no way you're getting him if you fall to nine.
To nine.
Amazing. The changes that keep happening.
Let's head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Jeff to the program. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a very crazy scenario for you.
Okay.
Let's assume with the incompetence of the Titans front office, they want neither Cam Ward nor Shedeur Sanders, and they're baiting whoever they want to trade with, and they're going to take Jackson Dart. Just a thought. I hope you gentlemen have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. That's not the first time I've heard that thought of what if the Titans are interested in Jackson Dart all along, and they're trade back, and they pick up a ton of draft capital, and they end up taking Dart.
Be smart, then get Dart.
Yeah.
No? We'll just go back to Sharp for Dart. Hey, what about
I mean, the T-shirts could be happening immediately if that's the way they go.
I think Dustin from Hawkinsville said, what about, what about little Will Howard? You get back into the third round with this Giants trade, and you get Will Howard in the third. How about that?
I mean, Kyle McCord can go, sure. Go down the list. Quinn Ewers. They draft Quinn Ewers. I may walk out of this window over here. This is the station.
Ew, for years.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if I can handle that.
No, I wouldn't. I don't see that going well. Hey, you know what? What are we going to be at by April 17th? You know, in terms of like the theories that we have.
I don't think that they're targeting Jackson Dart here. I could be wrong. I mean, again, it's not the first time I've heard that theory. The idea of they don't really love Ward or Sanders. You pick up a ton of extra draft capital, and you go back and get Dart. The question is, like, how much extra draft capital are they actually going to be able to pick up? Like I say, the Titans don't actually love Cam Ward. Is there a team that does? Like, do the Giants love Cam Ward to the point where they're giving up. They're moving heaven and earth to come get him.
Really?
You're moving back two spots.
I understand.
The Saints, you giving up a ton to go get him? That's the question.
Right. I mean, I understand, you know, the – yeah, it's hard for me to buy that the Giant – I understand that, like, they don't have a ton of money tied up in these quarterbacks they got, but also I still find it weird that you signed both of those guys and then you're going to do – you know, to move heaven and earth to get Cam Ward.
A lot of mentoring that could go on.
That is. That's
with Wilson and
mentors
and
on top of mentors. Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to – I mean, I think ultimately this is going to come back to the Titans, say Cam Ward number one, you know. But I like the thoughts. I like the idea that there's some intrigue going on here.
Andrew on the text line says, I heard the Titans are in talks with Andrew Luck coming out of retirement. Just call it. Andrew.
Stanford AD, who, by the way, has Frank Wright coaching Stanford this year.
I saw that. On an interim basis.
Yeah.
A one-year deal.
Interim basis for yeah. That is very strange.
Very interesting. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jared in Spring Hill to the program. Jared, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, Stillman's quite entertaining. However, I think I called in a while back. Hey, bring in Shadur, give me him, and it'll be an early death sentence for Brian Callahan, not literally. So then my dream could come true of bringing in Dion, and we can have this great new stadium, Dion, Shadur, and everything else that comes along with it, and extra draft capital. See, Stillman's on to something. Also, too, Joe, I got one question for you. Another biscuit?
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Nice. Thank you, Jared. This is a walk-off
nice
from Jared.
Lob.
He's hung up the phone.
Nice lob. Yeah, here's my question on yeah, I mean, the whole Dion thing, I think I just saw.
Dion just got paid a lot of money, by the way.
He did. Hands off, NFL. Here's my question on Dart. Here's my question on Dart. Have the Titans done anything with him? Because, you know, there's misinformation and there's little hazing. A few more people go here or there. But, like, if you don't do anything in terms of visits or anything, I think now we're not in reality.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. The Senior Bowl was so long ago at this point. Did they do anything with him at the Senior Bowl? They talked to him? I don't know.
You can't make an investment like this if you don't take advantage of these opportunities to spend serious time with someone.
I would agree.
So I can't sit here right now and say for certain, like, I just haven't heard anything about them with Dart being one of their 30 visits or anything like that. I don't think that makes any sense.
Here's where I'm at on the Titans front. I think – the most likely outcome is going to be Cam Ward at number one. I'm okay with that. I don't love Cam Ward, but I'm looking at the quarterback room right now, and selfishly, I have no desire to watch Brandon Allen and or Will Levis and or Tim Boyle play quarterback next year. So if you want to take Cam Ward, be my guest and take Cam Ward. I am getting close to the point where I'm a little bit scared off of Abdul Carter. Like the shoulder stuff and the foot stress reaction – taking him high like that kind of scares me based on what's going on with him. We talked about Rosenhaus and that stuff the other day. I'm at the point where either take the quarterback or take Travis Hunter. That's where I'm at here. Like, you know, I've seen the idea. Could you, like, what happens if the Saints move up and are really aggressive? Like, if they want Cam Ward, they move heaven and earth to go get Cam Ward. I could probably live with that if you trade it all the way back. I mean, you're not getting Ward or Sanders at that point, and you're probably drafting, I don't know, Tyler Warren out of Penn State. Like, you could live with that, and you would live with just the absolute haul that you get. I have my doubts that New Orleans is going to be like, yeah, we're going to pay this premium to come up and get Cam Ward when they've got Derek Carr on the roster this year. So we'll see, but that's where I'm at. Either take Cam Ward at number one, or take Travis Hunter. Like, those are the two players that I want to see in a Titans uniform.
Yeah. I agree.
And they're not taking
Hunter
at one.
I say take Hunter. You know, 100%. Take Hunter number one and be happy and know you got a great player. But, yeah, I agree. But unless something like – I agree that it's unlikely. But if the unlikely happens, you know, which is just a crazy haul, then – hey, I think you are pivoting then, really to, another season of Levis. Unless you then decide, okay, we actually do like, you know, Kyle McCord, and he'll be the rookie coming in.
Yeah.
And we'll have a McCord, Levis, Allen, Boyle QB room of just glory, you know, or whatever. Yeah, you might be signing up for just a lot of pain this year, which isn't probably good for Brian Callahan. But again, that's only if it's amazing.
Did you see Chad Brinker's thoughts on Will Levis the other day? Like, trade him? What do you mean trade him? Why would we do that?
Like, yes.
We've not contacted anybody, and nobody's contacted us about Will Levis.
That was Brinker?
Brinker said that. And Borgonzi talked about how he's going to be competing for a job,
yeah,
just like everybody else.
So Brinker only talks to Wyatt, is that right? He only has Jim
I think
Wyatt.
He talked to other people the other day. I think he spoke with Kuharsky a little bit and TD and all those guys.
Okay.
I think. But this was his quote. Brinker says, this is from, I believe, the Wyatt story. What's the plan with Will Levis? Plan with Will Levis is he has a chance to compete for our starting job next year, and that's like every player that's on our roster. No different for Will. I see him at our facility. He's working hard. Everybody knows he's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's going to give it everything he has, and we're going to continue to work with Will Levis. That was the quote.
Okay.
I just want you to remember that when he is traded and or released later this summer.
Yeah. Probably. Unless things get real wacky here.
Yes, they do. 615-737-1025. Our phone number is 615-737-1025. An interesting alternative idea that's been thrown out as an answer to the Titans' quarterback problems that, quite frankly, I've not thought a lot about, and we've not discussed a ton, but is interesting, that was thrown out of the ESPN yesterday. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.